Hello, Audio Boo. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. It's day 26 of Audio Mode 2014, which means it's the 26th of June and it's Thursday night. It's just gone 10 p.m. and I thought I'd do a beer reboot tonight. Hashtag rat arsed. I haven't done one of those for a while. And as some of you who may have listened to me last night will know, I went to the glorious Tesco. And whilst I don't like Tesco, I do prefer Sainsbury's. Tesco do a much better range of beer. Even in the small store that I went to, they do have a very good range of ales on there. And a lot more included in their sort of bargainy offer. So I picked a few quite unusual ones up last night, actually, certainly ones that I've never tried. And tonight I'm going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to do Marston's Oyster Stout. I've never tried Marston's Oyster Stout. I've seen it on the shelf many, many times, but never actually taken the plunge and picked up a bottle or two. The stout thing, I really, really, really love Guinness. incidentally, Ern Mander here on Audio Boo will remember many, many, many years ago when we were involved in running the entertainment side of the Naffy Bar on the camp where we were both stationed at RAF Benson in Oxfordshire, glorious Oxfordshire. And I was on the sort of entertainments team, so booking the bands and taking money on the door and all that kind of stuff. And Ernie was spinning his wheels of steel. He was one of our resident DJs. And on the Wednesday night bop nights and any other sort of social event that we had, Ernie and his little gang honestly, considering the budget they had and the lighting rigs they got, they did used to do a damn good job. And some very, very good nights were had by all. But anyway, during that time, I'm sure Ernie will Ernie will back this up, that I was an extremely skinny person. I was incredibly underweight. I'm nearly 6'3", and well, I am 6'3", and I think back in the RAF days, I was probably about 11 stone, 11 and a half stone, something like that. So I was a right rake. And but I used to like a beer. And several people suggested that seeing as I drunk lots of beer, why didn't I just drink Guinness? Because that was guaranteed to put weight on. Well, who was I to argue? So I started drinking quite a lot of Guinness. And got very messy on very many occasions, drinking very many pints of Guinness. Usually accompanied by gin and tonic. Guinness and gin and tonic was my sort of drinking cocktail for quite a long time. Yes. I would usually drink Guinness up until the bar closed, accompanied by the odd gin and tonic. But then, as I'm sure Ernie will be happy to... happy to confess to as well, once the bar was closed and we kicked everybody out, it was time to go minesweeping. Just to finish the night off, you know, as you do and all that when you're young and daft. And maybe a little bit strapped for cash. So there you go. Good times, good memories. I still never put any weight on through drinking. I didn't actually put any weight on until I stopped smoking. About 10 years ago or something like that, I quit. Yeah, it must be just over 10 years ago when I stopped smoking. That's when I started putting weight on. But yeah, no, the Guinness, no matter how many pints I drunk a night, didn't make any difference. I didn't put any weight on. So anyway, as for other stouts, Beamish, I can kind of tolerate Beamish, but I do prefer Guinness. Ice cold, freezing cold Guinness on draft is just pretty much unbeatable. So I'm interested to see what this Oyster Stout's like. I've heard good things, so let's give it a go. I've got the bottle here. I'll do my usual rundown. I notice on the cap it says Marston's Official Beer of England. That's England cricket team. It's the ECB, not the football team. Otherwise, that would be quite shameful, wouldn't it? The neck label is like a sort of black, charcoal grey, black, with a silver circle, and it says the Brewing Industry International Awards 2007. I'm assuming that's supposed to be a silver medal then, in in 2011. Okay, not like kicking the backside out of an award you won 3 years ago, but hey. The front label is a standard oval label, gold trim on a black background, and it says Marston's Oyster Stout. Dark, rich, smooth, alcohol 4.5% volume. I'm struggling to read that bit in red. Brewed at the Marston's Brewery, Burton-upon-Trent, which actually isn't too far away from where I live. There's a picture of, looks like a stack of three barrels. It's like a sort of crest, the Marston's crest. And then it says Marston's established 1834, embossed into the bottle around the bottom. The back label, Marston's Oyster Stout, is dark in colour with a mocha-coloured head and a slightly fruity aroma with a hint of chocolate. It delivers a rich, smooth, full-bodied flavour that is enjoyed as the ideal accompaniment to eating oysters and other shellfish, or just on its own. I think I'll do it just on its own. Usual garbage, enjoy responsibly, and all that. Nothing else of interest on there. So, let's crack it and get it drunk, shall we? Oh, I think that was good. Right, here we go. Little delicate one, that, wasn't it? It smells nice as soon as I crack the top. That's gorgeous. Right, we'll go for the pour. Wow, it looks like cold coffee pouring into the glass. That's amazing. I guess you kind of get used to saying draft Guinness, which is obviously different because it's the way it's kind of kept. So it comes out a lot more creamy. This isn't anywhere near as like creamy on the head, and true to what the label says, a mocha coloured, well, I would have just called it like a cream colour, like, but if you want to be posh and fancy about it, I suppose mocha's a good likeness. What's that? Is that the Ricky Martin song, isn't it? The skin's the colour of mocha. Yeah, lovely. So yeah, it's certainly not a draft Guinness stout head. It's very, very, very light and fluffy. Oh, it smells incredible, though. Yeah, it has got like a chocolatey smell coming off it. Anyway, here we go. Cheers. Oh, that's nice, huh? Oh, that's really nice. Very, very different from draft Guinness. And I tell you what, it's a long time. Yeah, I think you can still get it, but they used to get the bottles of Guinness Original, which I guess is very, very similar to this. And how, as I remember, it's very similar to this. I suppose we all get used to these drafts with the very thick and creamy head, and this is very, very different from that. It's a lot lighter, but a lot richer flavour. It's very, 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 very chocolatey, yeah. Very, very chocolatey indeed. Oh, that's lovely. Completely different from your average sort of draft stout off a pub bar. Oh, I really like that. And the head's gone. The head's gone completely now. There's nothing left apart from just like a very thin, sort of line of foam across the top of the beer. And it's not clinging to the side of the glass like it would do from a draft stout either. Oh wow, that's amazing! That I would definitely recommend that if you like Guinness. I would definitely recommend trying that just as an alternative. It's got the elements there. Obviously, it's a stout. It's got the elements of Guinness, but very, very different. I've took that straight out of the fridge as well, so that's well chilled. It might actually, the flavour might actually be a bit more rounded if it was allowed to warm up a bit, actually. Because unlike the draft one needs to be really cold, but I think this might be better if it was maybe coming up towards room temperature, perhaps. Oh, I'll tell you, I'll find out because I'm definitely going to buy that again. Oh, that's lush. Mmm, very, very nice. Well, there we go. Hashtag rat-arsed. Marston's Oyster Stout. Day 26 of Audio Mode 2014. Cheers, guys. I'm going to enjoy the rest of this. Have a good evening. Bye-bye now.